雅思口语新周刊，每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 3当中的高频话题，叫做家庭当中有的争吵相关。原题这样说的，叫做 What do family members should have argument about？ 家人是吧，在一个家庭当中经常争吵是因为什么样的事儿呢？开门见山两思路，第一个方向 living habit， 生活作息。比如说你跟家人在一块住是吧，爷爷奶奶呀，外公外婆呀，或者爸爸妈妈在一起，肯定作息会打仗。什么意思啊？那年轻人嘛都熬夜是吧，那家长肯定看不惯呀，有一些争吵。其次强调教育的问题，比如说你上学怎么不努力啊，今天我们好好学习啊，哎，这些事儿也是家庭纷争当中的重要方向。这样来看两者比对会答符合逻辑，一个方向强调作息，一个方向强调教育，对比回答比较好说。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。Well, actually, living habits and education can be the most important part of argument in the family. For one thing, young people today usually have different living habits, as is known to all. I mean, most of these young people today tend to stay up late at midnight, apparently they do this very often in life. It's been a part of their life as well. However, their parents and grandparents do not think so, or what they want is a real healthy life without too many bad habits on sleeping. For another,Parents normally hope their children to become elite in studies. But you know what? It seems hard to get, honestly. I mean, this is another point they might have argument about, you know, especially in the family. Parents who pay too much attention to this part. The argument will be right there every day, undoubtedly. So that's it. 那在结尾的时候呢，这次做了一个引导，强调出来啊，就是家长和孩子之间的核心矛盾其实就是这学习，可能是家庭当中经常会有的一些争吵的点，就你为什么不好好学习啊，是吧，你学习怎么这么不努力啊，这类的事儿。所以强调出来呢这样的一个点，考官接下来就会问了，那家长要不要过多的干预孩子呀，等等相关的问题，都是家长和孩子比较好说。好，说几个小的细节，第一个强调作息和教育 living habit and education， 第二个在半夜 at midnight，第三，睡眠的坏习惯 ，bad habits of sleeping， 最后很难实现 ，it seems hard to get。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好了，今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693917 B17693917。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。